WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In Holland, Misha Mengelberg composes for and conducts his 8-piece ICP orchestra. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says his only problem with this great band is that there's little room for Mengelberg's piano playing. Last winter, Mengelberg came to New York to record with an American rhythm section, playing some of his straight-ahead jazz tunes.
Misha Mengelberg says, "When I grasp for something in improvisation, it must be something living that I don't understand." Misha Mengelberg came through the 60s art movement known as Fluxus, partly dedicated to upsetting the bourgeoisie. He claims he went to the conservatory to learn the rules to break. His piano heroes are Duke Ellington, Herbie Nichols, and Thelonious Monk. Nowadays, most pianists who play like Monk try to make him sound normal. Misha loves the plink of Monk's music and knows how to replicate it. But he uses those techniques to his own ends. The heart in his music wins you over, but it can take a minute. Trio format on Misha Mengelberg's CD, Who's Bridge, from the Avant label, puts his piano in the foreground, which doesn't happen much with his own band. Back home in Holland, he likes musicians who disrupt the music and subvert his plans. His American allies, bassist Brad Jones and drummer Joey Barron, may be a little too cooperative. Once or twice, Misha revolts against the polite way they keep time for him. On the other hand, they keep his attention from wandering, which can happen, and he does play great. If you love serious jazz piano and catchy tunes, you really should check this CD out.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Who's Bridge by the Misha Mengelberg Trio on Avant. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.